All right, if you would open the Word of God to Matthew chapter 1. Matthew the tax collector. We will begin our reading, Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man, and not wanting to disgrace her, desired to put her away secretly. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that which has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. So note the very close relationship of God the Holy Spirit and of the person of Jesus Christ. And she went, and she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. For it is he who shall save his people from their sins. Now all this took place, that was spoken by the Lord to the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. Joseph arose from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded, and took her as his wife, and kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Let's begin our morning of praise and worship and study with prayer. Heavenly Father, every day is a day that we are to worship you. We are to live the Christ-like life. We are, Heavenly Father, to manifest that love for which you have loved us and your Son has loved us. The cornerstone, Father, of Christianity, our confession of faith, is giving. And it is in this season, Father, that we are reminded of the greatest gift of the manifestation of your love, the giving of your Son. And this morning, Heavenly Father, we pray as we continue in our study that your Spirit will guide us as we worship you, as we study your Word, and Heavenly Father, in our lives, that our life will be a praise of who and what you are. In the midst of the sufferings and the disasters and the testings, the prosperities, that Heavenly Father, we will set our eyes, fix our eyes on the person of Jesus Christ. In his precious name we pray, amen. Now, for the last several months, we have enjoyed James Webb and leading the singing, and when you know it, he feels really bad, but James is really